The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are on this Monday, almost the Ides of March. That'll be Friday for those of you. And we're getting a little bit closer to the eclipse, solar eclipse. I actually, in the email blast that you're all going to be getting today, for those of you who subscribe, go to thepowerhour.com and hit the newsletter tab and subscribe. Sign up. It's free. And you'll get a map of where the solar eclipse is going to take place. Going to come right over the top of us. By the way, we got into the conversation about that Washington State trooper killed in the highway crash. This happened at 3 o'clock in the morning, by the way. He had been a state trooper for 2 years. The suspect, this Mr. Raul Benitez Santana, 32, was taken to the hospital, but wasn't given any medication. Yeah. The test to determine his blood alcohol level, they call that BAC, for those of you who don't know, it was administered 3 hours after the incident, and it was still 0.047. The guy was wasted, and he crashed into a trooper's vehicle and killed the guy. ICE has placed Mr. Santana on an immigration detainer, which requires law enforcement to notify ICE before releasing an individual who is subject to removal from custody. My little show note, I always type in show notes of sarcasm. Oh, don't worry. The Biden administration will release him right back into society anyway. He'll go do it again and kill somebody else. You wait. Just watch. All these to get deported, they come right back. Yeah, they find a way to sneak right back in and go do the same bloody thing again because they can get away with it. So what if they get 3 hots and a cot? It's better than sleeping on the street, right? They got tattoos that are looking evil enough. People in jail, leave them alone. Sad. 27 years old. Authorities in Virginia have arrested a 43-year-old illegal immigrant from Mexico, Isaro Garcia Cruz, charged him on multiple counts in connection with the abduction of a 15-year-old unaccompanied minor from Honduras. The girl was placed in a sponsor family in Butler County, Ohio, by the Department of Health and Human Services. Ah, yes, your friends at the HHS. And eventually was placed into her own apartment where Cruz moved in with her and had repeated sex with her. 15 years old. He's 43. She's 15, according to Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones. Jones said Cruz then decided he was going to take off with her, put her in his car, transported across state lines into Virginia, where the pair were located in a hotel. They arrested Cruz and put the minor child in the care of another family, per the report. Authorities are still trying to determine if the child was a victim of sex trafficking, and we don't know that yet. Wow. Amazing how that works, huh? And we think that everything is fine here? I mean, this is just one incident. Yeah. We're just talking right now about illegal immigration and what the end result is, because a lot of these people, they get your Social Security number on one of these fake IDs and there's 10 million of them. That means there's, you know, however many people are living in New York City and visiting Queens out on Roosevelt Boulevard, buying these things for $80 to $250 a pop, and they go out and get credit cards, and they don't ask to see your birth certificate when you're buying a car. They want a Social Security number. They're going to run your credit check, and if your name pops up and you don't have your credit score and your credit reports flagged, I mean, the first time you're going to find out. They go out and try and get a credit card. They pull your credit and then they send it to some foreign address. They go out and max it out. Next thing you know, you're getting dunning phone calls. I never got a card from you people. Well, somebody with your social security number. Oh, yep, sure enough. And it could be anywhere in the United States because these guys are just making up social security numbers. And you might be one of the lucky ones. And you're going to have to know how to deal with it. Because if these guys go out and commit a crime, and they got your ID on them, they come to your door to arrest you. They come to your door to serve you with paperwork. You're being sued for a debt you didn't owe. You didn't even know you owed it because somebody got a hold of your Social Security number. And what happens if they go out and they blend into society so well, and they, you know, stuff ends up missing from construction sites, if you get my drift. And the next thing you know, they're in the packed into the back of a van, stacked floor to ceiling with a detonator. You see, these people will stop at nothing. It's intimidation, sure. I don't know which is worse. The idea, and this is something interesting about the Oscars, by the way. We were talking about nuclear war earlier. Cillian Murphy, who won Best Actor for Oppenheimer, they pretty much showed you what the U.S. government tried to do after, you know, because he was opposed to making the hydrogen bomb, and so they destroyed his credibility and his character and denied him a security clearance. That was in the movie. Oh, darn. Spoiler alert! But see, here's the thing. When he got the Oscar last night, he raised it in the air and said, thank God for the peacemakers. Here's to the peacemakers. See, because even though he was the lead actor in this, he knew. Everybody knows. We don't want nuclear war, but it's being thrown in your face on a constant. I mean, look at all the prepper companies out there. Alert! Alert! Nuclear war imminent! Buy here! Buy your stuff quick. Yeah, buy your stuff quick. Like what? We got some really interesting deals here on irradiated food. How's that going to work? Oh, gosh. Yeah, just stick it outside and it's like a microwave out there. Could be. Depends on how close you are to the blast. Duck. And cover. Remember that? Remember, boys and girls, when you see the flash, when you see the flash, your retinas are going to be burned out. You see the stupidity of these commercials? But yet, how many people bought into the jab? 220 plus million? Oh, it's safe and effective. You need to go get it quickly before you die of COVID. You're not going to get COVID if you take the jab. They lie and lie and lie. And all these people out there keep running off and getting the jab all over again. Keep doing it. You get your booster. Oh, yeah. They put it on their Facebook page. Proud to get the booster. I got everything. I've got boosted three times. And I got, you know, like your bragging rights. Then they drop dead of a heart attack. Well, he was a good guy. He was, you know. And your obituary says nothing about the fact you got, you know, two shots and three boosters. Wow. Now they just, you know, write you a nice little obituary and put you in the ground or cremate you. End of story. And nobody's, you know, the wiser. They're all in denial. How many families you know like that? I'll bet a bunch. There's somebody near you that's been adversely affected by the jab. At least surveys seem to indicate that. The Republican National Committee now has new leaders because Ronna McDaniel, that's Mitt Romney's niece, has stepped down. Michael Whatley, chair of the North Carolina Republican Party, whom President Trump endorsed last month, was elected by a voice vote. And Lara Trump, former president's daughter-in-law, who also ran unopposed, was elected co-chair by a voice vote. So now Trump has the RNC pretty much in the can. Now he's got to go out and raise the money. That's why you see all these commercials on YouTube and various other places. Give $5, $10, or $25. Yep. Oh, they're in it to pull down the money. Then you got AI competing. They got AI circulating out there with Trump. You know, they show all this stuff about, it's safe and effective. Go get it. Get the vax. You know, I saw that, and we're looking at that going, oh, that's AI. It's too fuzzy. The screen's too fuzzy. Now, if they had legitimate video, it would not be like that. But it wasn't legitimate video. It was dull. That's another way you can tell. The RNC, by the way, has voted to recognize former President Trump as the presumptive GOP nominee for president. Well, Haley dropped out. Who else they got? So McDaniel, in her parting comments, congratulated Donald J. Trump on his huge primary victory. I'd also like to congratulate Nikki Haley for running a hard-fought campaign and becoming the first woman to win a Republican presidential contest. Oh. Boo frickety who, said Dr. Evil. So, what are we supposed to make of that? I mean, everybody knows she was an ambassador to the UN. What's the UN doing? Bringing all these illegal immigrants into the country? Of course they are. They're running the show. They're running it all over the world. By the way, in the E. Jean Carroll case, the former president has posted a $91.6 million bond in this defamation case, according to court documents just recently filed. He went to the federal insurance company, and Trump signed the document. They're based in Virginia. They're authorized to do business in New York. Alina Habba Habba Habba, one of the president's attorneys, said in another document that President Trump had obtained the supersedis bond from the company. That type of bond is usually required during appeals of civil judgments, according to Court Surety Bond Agency. The filings were made in federal court in New York, where a jury in January said that Trump has to pay $83.3 million in damages for the defamation. He's appealing that. Apparently, you know, she's done enough in the media that she's popular now. How can it be defamation when you're popular and you're on the media saying stupid stuff? Of course, it's everybody's opinion. It might be his. But then again, you have to wonder, by looking at her, what was Trump thinking? If, in fact, it ever happened, which he denies it did. Got to wonder if that's one of the reasons I made the comment earlier about Mitt Romney's endorsement of Senator Katie Britt for vice president. Excuse me, we don't need pussyfooting around. I mean, you know, what else is going on here? Guess who else is on Trump's VP shortlist? Tulsi Gabbard. I know you're all going, oh no. Curses, no. Yeah. How can you? Former Democrat congresswoman, now considered a possible Republican VP pick. She's already been to Mar-a-Lago. She was there. Says, I love our country deeply. I don't hold office. I'm not here to campaign or ask for votes. I'm here to ask you to join me in this fight for our freedom. Nonprofit groups fundraiser. Supporting Trump, 250 people there paying big money. She and Republican candidate Larry Elder made remarks at the 917 Society celebrating the Constitution Gala in the Grand Ballroom. You see, Larry Elder is an attorney. Larry Elder would basically be able to research and look into this garbage. I think Larry Elder would be a better choice than Ms. Gabbard. Ms. Gabbard has been doing very well at Fox News. She keeps saying that democracy word. No different than Tucker. See, everybody's got their talking points. Attorneys generally realize, unlike Tucker and Tulsi, Two T's. Yep. Attorneys realize we're in a constitutional republic. Most media people are told you will use the word democracy. I don't know what you think about that. That's why the phone lines are open. Liz Cheney, by the way, suppressed evidence, according to reports. Key evidence of the former president pushing for 10,000 National Guard troops to protect the Capitol ahead of the riots. Cheney and the Democratic-led House Select Committee on J6 contended there was no evidence to support Trump officials' claims the White House had pressed for that. 10,000 National Guard troops. But he did. And they had it. They withheld it from the transcripts and everything else. They blocked it. Deleted it. There are transcripts that show that then Deputy Chief of Staff Anthony Ornato was interviewed by the committee January 28th of 22, telling Cheney and other investigators he overheard White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows urge Democrat D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to request as many National Guard troops as she needed to protect the city before the demonstrations centered around the results of the 2020 presidential election. Why do you think that was? Why do you think they kept it out? So they can make an issue of it and accuse Trump of being an insurrectionist. Don't worry. The truth will eventually get out. Maybe a day late and a dollar short, but hey, all these little nitwits out there that don't have a pot to piss in, according to my dad, late father, that was one of his favorite lines. You know, they've been radicalized by the colleges they go to, their parents pay for, and they come out thinking all radical that Democrat is where it is, and they all vote for everything having to do with against life and against whatnot. And then they realize, oh my gosh, we made a big mistake. Why does it cost so much at the gas pump? Duh, you think your vote didn't matter? You see, that's why the baby boomers and everybody our age that listens to this show, if you don't get out and vote, don't complain about the results. Government has gotten sued for searching private property without permission. That's the headline. Both times they left without giving a citation. Government agents and agencies in the state of Louisiana are being sued for searching private property without owner's permission. Many assume the U.S. Constitution protects property from unreasonable searches and seizures, according to a Supreme Court decision from a century back. Says private land is not included. It's called the Open Fields Doctrine, and agents use it to enter property whenever they want. However, some states, including Louisiana, have a higher standard built into their state constitutions, and that's the focal point of the new dispute being handled by the Institute for Justice. Amazing how that works. Tom Manuel owns land that he uses to grow timber commercially as well as for recreation. In December, two separate times, game wardens with the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries entered Tom's land without permission. In search of possible hunting violations, both times they left without giving a citation, according to his legal team. Warrantless, permissionless searches by state law enforcers struck Tom as a violation of his rights. The Louisiana Constitution says in stark terms that property must be secured from unreasonable searches or invasions of privacy. There is no exception for any government official. Now Tom is suing the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Yep. So imagine how that's going to turn out. In neighboring Mississippi, the state's highest court already has held state officials cannot invade private land without a warrant. Other states taking the same position, you're probably going to want to know this. Montana, New York, Oregon, South Dakota, Washington, Vermont, and Tennessee. The open fields ideology is used not by just game wardens, but also police inspectors, code enforcement officers, immigration officers, and others. The lawsuit advocates for a common sense view of property rights in Louisiana. Imagine that. Cases providing similar arguments are pending in Pennsylvania and Virginia. But here's the thing. If your property's not fenced in and you don't have no trespassing signs all over your property, you get what you get. Dave in New York, good morning, sir.
Good morning. You know, I listen to, you know, all different things, and I'm not even sure half the time if I told you, said something, who said it. You know, it may have already been you that said it. But I do listen to Coast to Coast because, you know, there's the dark side out there a lot, you know. Yeah, it's Christians out once in a while, but most of the time it's, you know, all this out-of-body stuff and whatever, other dimensions, which exist. And on there one night, he asked something about, well, what did you see for the coming year, you know, as far as the presidents go or whatever. And they mentioned January, February, and April, you know. Couldn't tell you what was going to happen, but something bad could happen. And wasn't it... like, for a long time, it seemed like every April 19th, something would go wrong.
They call that the satanic holiday.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if, you know.
Waco.
But not to give.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah. So there was always an option there, whatever, that, you know, that's going on there. I asked one of those psychics one time, I said, how come they're messing with the little kids? And a psychic goes, well, there is some of that going on. Yeah, obviously, you know, and that's what I, you know, at that time I prayed about, you know, what they're doing with the kids out on the left coast, you know, and God, you know, and that small, you know, strong voice or whatever said, don't worry about it. I got, you know, we got this. And, you know, California is going to be coming under judgment first, you know, and that was, I don't know, at least a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years now.
Yeah. Have you seen all the videos
really,
out on YouTube?
I beg your pardon?
Have you seen all the videos out on YouTube?
I don't have YouTube.
Well, all right. Well, everybody, I watch it because of the fact that you got to know what's going on with the other side, and you can discern after watching all this stuff which stuff they're expounding on, trying to fearmonger versus AI versus the truth. And you look up Sign of Jonah, which I've been looking for a lot of this stuff, and all of a sudden up pops all these apparent earthquakes. And apparently, everybody's saying we're due for the big one. And it could be the New Madrid fault in Missouri. Could be, you know.
Yeah, the labor pains. But if they really want, and I'm sure I'm not giving them any ideas. They've got a plan A through Z, you know. But if they really want to rub our nose in it, they would pull their move on the 4th of July while we're celebrating our independence. And you wouldn't know if it was troops coming in or fireworks going off in the distance.
Maybe.
So. Mr.
Keep your finger on the trigger. Yeah. Yep. Put your finger on the trigger and keep your powder dry. Appreciate it. Especially if you're in New York. Oh my gosh. You know, and it's funny. I get emails from people in upstate New York. We're not New York City. Oh yeah. Well, why are you still there? You have Hochul as a governor. Why are you still there under the Wicked Witch's domain? Why are you there? That's what I don't understand. Sheriff Darleaf, you ever recognize that name? He has launched an investigation into the Michigan 2020 election, claiming possession of sensitive documents tied to the Dominion employees and high-profile figures, including Jocelyn Benson and Dana Nessel, accusing Muskegon County prosecutor of attempting to usurp his ongoing investigation. Gateway Pundit is reporting this. There's a computer scientist, J. Alex Halderman. Do you remember that? Yep. He's part of this. The Gateway Pundit reported in 2022 that Darleaf, as a sheriff, filed a lawsuit against the lawless and obstructive actions of Attorney General Dana Nessel, who regularly mocks and threatens her political opponents, together with Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who blocked the efforts of citizens and law enforcement to investigate voter fraud and voter irregularities related to the election in 2020. This is the Berry County Sheriff of Michigan, Dar Leap. And of course, the lawsuit states that Attorney General Nesu has no accountability to the Berry County electorate and even less authority to encroach upon law enforcement functions of a constitutional sheriff. My guy has committed a flagrant violation of constitutional and statutory laws by usurping the power of Sheriff Dar Leap by obstructing, impeding, prejudicing the ability of a duly elected official to conduct a criminal investigation into allegations of criminal acts related to voting in the 2020 election. And they actually had evidence by this J. Alex Halderman, University of Michigan professor, computer science and engineering, offered assistance to Dominion employees implicated in the investigation. He's accused of failing to disclose significant security breaches in Michigan's election equipment and of concealing evidence pertinent to the case. He was the one who was able to hack a Dominion voting machine to change the tabulation in front of U.S. District Judge Amy Totenberg in the courtroom. And he only used a pen to change the vote totals. Sheriff Leap also disclosed his office in Central Dispatch experienced a network outage on the day of the subpoena, leading to suspicions of an attempt to obstruct the investigation. The Gateway Pundit, of course, spoke with the sheriff, who confirmed the letter was his and it's accurate. This is the letter announcing the fact that he's investigating all of this. Wow. They laid dollar short, maybe? So if he only used a pen to change the vote totals, but the I wonder if it was connected to the internet by Wi-Fi or other ways. You gotta shut this down, folks, when it comes to November. Somebody's going to have to be watching the use of the internet. Somebody's going to have to, and I'm not saying hack into the system, but you get the drift. Somebody's going to have to jam the internet, and they should. They should just disconnect all the internet, the Wi-Fi and everything from these election places and not allow them to do anything. They have to count all the votes interior, inside, without accessing anything. No internet, period. You need to stop this stuff. Like ballot box stuffing. People need to be monitoring this thing, especially the week before the election, because this is when you're going to see a lot of these, you know somebody that works in a nursing home, they are or assisted living facility, they got to be on the lookout for employees going through people's mail and taking their voter registration forms or their ballots, their sample ballots rather, and filling them out. This is where it could get crazy, folks. We'll be talking about some economic news after we come back from the break after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall with a recall warning. You don't want to miss that. We will be back after these important messages. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and high bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. And by the way, Mike was talking about earlier getting an Alexa, you know, got Alexa. Debbie likes the Alexa. Yeah, the Alexa and the Echo Dot. Actually, you can tell them to play the Power Hour and they'll bring it up. Seriously, they can play the Power Hour. I wanted to just kind of shed a little light on all these people out there that are woke, that aren't paying attention to what's going on. I'm reading some verse out of Matthew 24. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But out of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two shall be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. He's talking about the rapture, folks. So a lot of people are, you know, God said in so many different ways to work with your hands that which is pleasing unto the Lord, right? In other words, find something you love and do it. Do it to bless others. Pray every day for blessing people's lives. That's the ambition of this show, at least me, the host. That's what we're here for. Now, we try to do that by keeping you informed. And yes, there is sarcasm. Christ overturned the money temple. The changes in the money changes in the temple, folks. So, yeah, he got angry. A lot of things you hear on the radio may make you angry. You see things in the news that make you angry. You want to throw your shoe at the TV set and you realize, wait a minute, if I break the TV set, I'll just have to go out and buy another one. Don't want to do that. So you sit idly by and you either absorb that pablum and digest it and garbage in, garbage out, or you come to believe it. And they tell you enough times, like Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda minister, you keep lying enough times and people eventually believe what you're saying. In the world of economic news, the Federal Reserve Board has announced the Bank Term Funding Program is going to cease as of today. It was established under Section 13, Paragraph 3 of the Federal Reserve Act with approval of the Treasury Secretary. It's going to cease making new loans as of today, which means this program is no longer be available as an additional source of liquidity for eligible institutions. Now, they're going to have to go borrow from the window, the Fed's window, like they always do. They have a discount window to meet liquidity needs, and they're going to have to just rely on that. The U.S. economy, according to statistics put up by the Biden propaganda machine, here's something interesting to know. They claim better than expected 275,000 new jobs, yet the unemployment rate rose 3.9%. How's that happen? Healthcare and government were the top job creators last month. Can you imagine that? Adding 67,000 and 52,000 new jobs, respectively. The government added 52,000 new jobs. This was followed by food services and drinking places, 42,000. Social assistance, you know what that's for, 24,000. And construction, 23,000. Manufacturing lost 4,000 positions. Full-time workers fell by 187,000, while part-time workers went up by 51,000. Now, why do you think that was? Over the last year, U.S. has created more than 900,000 part-time jobs and erased roughly 285,000 full-time positions. Why? Well, Biden wants to up the ante on corporations making over $1 billion a year. He wants 15% out of all of them. He's going to raise corporate taxes. So what do corporations do? Cut their full-time workers, make them all part-time so they don't have to pay health care benefits, and they get to increase profits. People are out of a job when the government does stupid stuff like this. Come on, folks. Really? You want it? You want this to continue? Why do you keep voting the same morons in? They want to spend like drunken sailor in a strip club. Throw your money away. Disney, by the way, is facing a class action lawsuit. Workers are seeking $1 million in back pay, alleging labor violations. This happening in Orange County, California Superior Court last week. The suit claims employees made up about 100 current and former maintenance engineers, as well as 16 assistant maintenance engineer employees, allege they have to cover the cost of their own tools and they don't get paid the required amount when working overtime. So now they want their money. They also... entertainment giant also allegedly violated its policy by allegedly failing to give workers their paychecks immediately upon involuntary termination within 72 hours of voluntary separation, among other things. Now, about that recall warning, if you are buying Sargento shredded cheese, there is a recall underway. They're made in Wisconsin. Some of its products may have listeria contamination. Here's the states where the recall is happening right now. Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, North Carolina, New Jersey, Nevada, Ohio, Rhode Island, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin. That's where the recall is right now. It's all over the map. If you want to check your fridge just to be safe, here's a list of the cheeses with all the info you need. We got UPC codes. We're publishing all of them on the Power Hour. If you subscribe, you will get this list. But I'm going to go through these very quickly. In the Cotija or Cotija C-O-T-I-J-A, could be Cotija. Sargento, this is all Sargento products. Coarse grated Cotija cheese. And the 25015 grated Cotija cheese. Fresh grated Parmesan cheese. Fancy shredded Parmesan cheese. Fancy shredded Swiss cheese. Fresh Asiago shredded cheese. Deep V shredded Monterey Jack cheese. And fancy shredded Monterey Jack cheese. Fancy shredded sharp white cheddar cheese. Shredded mild white cheddar cheese. Shredded mild white cheddar cheese fancy. Deep V shredded mild cheddar cheese. Part thick and hearty shredded sharp cheddar cheese. Italian cheese blend. Part fancy. Fancy shredded Italian cheese blend. Bevel shredded queso, quesadilla cheese. Fancy shredded bistro blends, nacho and taco cheese blend. According to the CDC, food contaminated by Listeria doesn't look or good or smell bad, but you eat it and the symptoms of Listeriosis include fever, muscle aches, fatigue, stiff neck, and headaches. Just so you know. Now, we have the list of all the UPC codes, and you can look in the back of the wrapper and see, and if it is, take it back to the store, throw it out, don't use it. The CDC is also warning of children sent to the ER after taking melatonin. Of course, they're targeting gummies that are meant for adults. It was implicated in about 7% of all the emergency room visits for young children and infants for unsupervised medication ingestions. Flavored gummy formulations. Yeah. Oh, look, candy. Yeah. Yeah, you got to keep it out of kids' reach, folks. All right. Between 2019 and 2022, there were around 11,000 emergency department visits for unsupervised melatonin ingestions by infants and young kids. An anti-inflammatory drug might lead to chronic pain while inflammation could heal, according to experts. These non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, like ibuprofen, they've been recommending these to relieve acute inflammation for decades, but the short-term relief and interfering with the body's natural healing process come at a cost of chronic pain. See, what they're saying now is pain from a minor injury like a sprained ankle or thrown up back often resolves on its own. For some, acute pain lingers, becoming chronic. And of course, what do? Throw drugs at it. Well, scientists are now saying, especially the ones publishing in Science Translational Medicine focused on 98 lower back pain patients over a three-month period. Half the volunteers fully recovered, while the other half developed chronic low back pain. Using RNA sequencing, the researchers compared the activity levels of immune cells between both groups and discovered that neutrophils, which are immune cells that feature prominently at the onset of inflammation sequence, play a role in remaining pain-free. Neutrophils help the body fight infection and repair tissue damage. So when you get injured, neutrophils rush in pretty early, causing a process that ends up in preventing chronic pain. So then why are the doctors constantly saying, take Advil, take ibuprofen, take. There are ways to block pain without blocking inflammation, or inflammation rather. The most well-known of these is Tylenol. The overuse of it, though, comes with a risk, like liver injury. So what do we have? We have nature's most powerful anti-inflammatory, curcumin, available 24/7 at thepowermall.com. And again, reminding you that we have a map of all the cities where you can see the 2024 total eclipse on April 8th this year. It was all the way from South Texas, Fredericksburg and whatnot, all the way up to Caribou, Maine and Presque Isle. Geoengineering Watch has a new article out. Dane Wigington, pivotal moment for humanity as disasters threaten to converge. New headline from Science Alert, from looming global conflict to complete biosphere collapse. Long list of threats collectively face are unfolding in rapidly and accelerating reality. Is it by us? Did we do this? Did our government do this? Planetary destruction, is that it? Is that what's going to happen here? Another article we have on the energy environment category is about America running out of power. Is rationing and soaring energy prices ahead? This is one of the reasons that in your planning, and see, this is on Technocracy News, by the way. The first two requirements of technocracy were written down in the study in 1934. Register on a continuous 24-hour-a-day basis the total net conversion of energy. Means like usable energy from stored energy like coal, oil, or natural gas when they're burned, when electricity is generated. Hydroelectric and nuclear also convert energy. They want to keep track of everything. And then number two, by means of the registration of energy converted and consumed, make possible a balanced load. Look, if you don't want to be involved in all this regulation garbage, because that's all part of it. These energy suppliers have zero ideas on plans to expand the nation's creaking power grid, and it is compromised. Makes it very easy to hack into. So we have to look at ways to bring power to your home, whether it be solar, hydroelectric, whatever the case. I mean, you want to get on a bike, and they have that bike generator too that you can get on. You can pedal the bike and it charges the battery. Good exercise, but you want to do that all the time. Well, it's up to you. We have attracting beneficial insects to help your garden thrive. Creating a healthy garden doesn't just mean eliminating bad bugs. You want to welcome the good ones too. They're known as beneficial insects. Pollinators like bees, butterflies, and moths help plants to bear fruit. Some plants even require bigger bees like bumblebees to release their pollen. Some insects with biological control of garden pests budge. For instance, parasitic wasps lay their eggs on tomato hornworms. When the eggs hatch, the larvae eat the hornworm. Still others help break down organic matter and waste and help improve the soil. Grab a handful of healthy garden soil or compost. You'll find it's crawling with a variety of bugs. That's why I like getting redworms, folks. When you build compost, get yourself about 500 to 1,000 redworms. There's a place you can order them on Amazon, believe it or not, because we don't have them, but it helps. Governor McMaster, Henry McMaster, you know, he is South Carolina's governor. He has now signed a bill, if you missed it, permitless carry in the state of South Carolina now under the Second Amendment Preservation Act. Constitutional carry is now legal. Gun owners 18 ages and older can openly carry firearms without a permit. The law includes increased penalties for illegal gun possession and shortens the window for gun owners to report their stolen weapons. It also includes statewide state paid training classes. That's cool. Firearms still banned in locations where guns are banned now, including courthouses, schools, and the state house. Gun owners can still get a concealed weapons permit. A federal judge, by the way, in Washington state has struck down a legal bid, and this is sad, by pro-gun rights groups to block new regulation that opens firearm manufacturers to lawsuits for crimes committed with their products. This is known as the Firearm Industry Responsibility and Gun Violence Victims Access to Justice Act. Gee, can it get any longer? It imposes state-level legal liability on Washington's firearm industry, allowing lawsuits to be brought on behalf of people who were killed or injured with the industry's products. Wow. So you got judges out there that are upholding the law, right to bear arms, but then they want to go after the manufacturers because they think that's how they're going to control. You see, responsible gun owners know when to pull the trigger. That's why they're arming themselves with the teeth right now. Because they know at some point in time, when some illegal immigrant or some powder blue helmet shows up at their door and attempts to kick their door in, they know when to shoot. There's got to be some sort of educational program out there for that. If you're not target practicing on a regular basis and cleaning your weapon on a regular basis, better start. And soon. Yeah, I know you're going to go through a few rounds. I know you want to save your ammo. See, in a firefight, you'll be lucky to unload two magazines if it's you versus 20 SWAT team. you'll be lucky to unload one, to be honest, unless you got great cover and you got more than one family member that knows how to do cover fire while you get into a strategic position and take out one at a time. Because, I mean, you got 20 on one, your chances of surviving are very slim, which is why most people just raise their hand with all the red dots pointed on them and just give up and get hauled off to prison. Now, next question, honestly, is it worth it? Is it worth sitting in a jail cell? What was the old saying? I'd rather be dead than red. Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, it's a choice each individual is going to have to make over time. If things start getting really dicey and the crime gets crazy, and imagine that, taking turns with your family. If the power goes out, you will have to take turns with your family to guard the house, roam the property, loaded weapon at the ready, safety off, to monitor to make sure that you don't get invaded. Especially if you live in the country, because when the hordes get done rioting in the city, they'll come outward. You better be ready. I know, you think that, what, I got my tinfoil hat? Nope. I mean, University of Georgia, Lincoln Riley got bludgeoned to death. I mean, come on. If she had a gun.
Oh, I can't do that.
No, if she had a gun, that illegal immigrant, that invader, would be dead right now. But she didn't. She was out jogging. But, of course, Biden has to take away everybody's assault weapons because of that. A survey is showing declining concerns among Americans about COVID-19. 1 in 5 now view the coronavirus as a major threat. That's 20%. It was 67% in July of 2020. Well, of course it was, because they had everybody scared out of their mind. An 11-year-old boy, here's some sad news. An 11-year-old boy in the United Kingdom is dead after taking part in a dangerous TikTok challenge called chroming. Same thing as huffing. Tommy Lee Gracie Billington died after suffering from a suspected cardiac arrest at a friend's Lancaster home in England over the weekend. He died instantly. What'd they do? Went into the cabinet under the kitchen sink, got the cleaning products and the aerosols out, and started huffing the fumes. Yep, that can produce a drunk or high-like state. Fun short-lived. Has led to the deaths of several teens. This is one of them. 11-year-old boy died right there. DRT. Australian girl Esra Haynes, 13 years old. She died after chroming at a sleepover. It's always when everybody goes to bed and they're up roaming the house, they decide to get into the cleaning fluids. Hey, snort some of this. An Irish girl was 14 when she died in September 23, with investigators believing she fell ill after inhaling aerosol after seeing a TikTok challenge. This is why everybody wants it to go away. They want TikTok banned in the UK. And what does Trump say when told that they want to, lawmakers want to ban TikTok in America? Well, you'll just make Zuckerberg rich. Maybe we need to take all the social media platforms down. What do you think? You think we'd, that'd be Truth Social too, Donald. Then nobody would be able to do anything, right? We have freedom of speech here. See, sometimes parents, you got to do the right thing and educate your kid and tell them, please don't sniff the drug in the containers. These could kill you. Stay off of TikTok. Monitor your kid. Why do they even have a cell phone? You know, when they take cell phones away, the grades go up. Did you know? There's a teen girl in Hazelwood, Missouri, hospitalized with critical injuries after a fight Friday near Hazelwood East High School. Video is there. It's a brutal fight video. KTVI reported. Apparently, there was a confrontation with two high school girls squaring off in the middle of the street. One of them grabbed her by the other one by the hair, threw her to the pavement, punched the girl's face, and then grabbed the girl's head and slammed her head into the concrete pavement multiple times, causing her to lay there injured, convulsing on the pavement. The girl convulsing was white. The girl doing this smashing of the head into the pavement was black. What does that tell you? Nobody had a gun, but yet people who were intervening were getting beat up too. Wow. School district, what do they do? Not one bloody thing. They're investigating, whatever. For those of you that didn't have a chance to subscribe, go to our newsletter tab at thepowerhour.com. Make a donation while you're at it. We're out of time for today, but we will be back tomorrow with more news and your phone calls, interesting facts and figures. In the meantime, God bless you, and keep those three National Guardsmen died in the Texas crash of the helicopter in your prayers. Happened over the weekend. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Keep your powder dry. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.